hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't rule the list, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now, with a very special show for you today as we welcome back a good friend, Mike Masterangelo from Master Appliance Repair. Mike's been on a couple times, and we certainly have learned a lot about appliances, and we're going to have a dialogue with Mike today. I want to remind everybody that if you are interested in our cooking classes, you need to go online to Cortez.net, where everything we do is there, our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, Better Living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and, of course, the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School, where, by the way, we won first place for the best appetizer at the Taste of Clarence. So proud of Chef Jerry for that. Go to Cortez.net and register. We got a class coming up this Monday. We moved it for the Taste of Clarence to this Monday coming. And check it out. We're going to Tuscany this Monday. So it's all there at Cortez.net. Or how about coming out and see us at 9074 Main Street in Clarence? We'd love to have you stop by and show you around. So hello, Mike.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming back.
Absolutely.
We didn't scare you away. We didn't scare you away the last time, huh?
No, I haven't been scared away yet.
Of course, you're in a scary business, though, appliance repair.
Absolutely.
You know, it's gotten so complicated.
Sure has.
And we're going to tear that apart today on Hammer Time Radio. I think that's probably where we should start is, why have appliance manufacturers allowed, you know, technology to kind of replace basic mechanics for simplicity? Why have they became more complicated with how these appliances operate?
Well, I think it just comes down to what the public thinks they want.
Okay.
You know, people want the latest and greatest. And with all the electronics and all the internet-based products and things like that, you know, people see this in the store and they get all excited and they purchase, and then there's a lot of problems after the fact.
Yeah, because they look great.
Yeah.
And the colors are great. And
absolutely,
the buttons are all cool.
Absolutely.
I guess maybe it's probably safe to say, especially when it comes to something like a refrigerator or a washer or dryer, the more buttons, the more caution you should have.
Absolutely. The more electronics, mm-hmm, the more push buttons, the more readouts. You know, I'm old school. I try to find as many dials and mm-hmm mechanical parts as I can.
Because they are tried and true.
They absolutely last longer.
They're workhorses.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've helped me with sort out the problems we're having with our washer and dryer, and they're fairly new. I think they're not even 2 years old yet. We've had, you know, major computer-related issues.
Right. We tried replacing a control board that really didn't solve the problem. So I recommended that you call Whirlpool, and you can kind of say what happened from there.
Yeah, well, they basically told me to pound salt, that I'd have to pay for an extended warranty kind of policy, and then on top of that there would be fees, you know. So, you know, I hate to say it, but we're probably not going to keep them.
Right. And as we were talking before the show here, you know, you're going to probably consider something a little more basic.
Absolutely.
And simple.
Unequivocally.
And not get caught up in the colors and all the electronics and all that that's going on.
So on that point, the more simple models do not come in the wild colors of the more fancy ones?
Generally not. The reason is that when again, it's all about marketing and what you see in the stores, and people, they see these colors, they see these fancy readouts, they just want it.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're looking for something basic, you know, lower priced even, they just don't put the effort into those, you know, color-wise and all that.
We're going to get into some of that today as we talk about, you know, the basic appliances and their tried and true nature. And we're going to get into some new appliances, too, that are available that you might want to consider if you're trying to add a laundry room perhaps somewhere in the house. And we're going to talk about the common pitfalls of appliances that Mike sees all the time. And let's jump right into that. You know, the issue I'm having, you were nice enough to come over and take a look at it, but it's something generally that you don't want to touch because it involves computer technology.
That's correct. And the, one of the problems that I see is, you know, if it's with all this computerization, there's a lot more wiring within the whole system, within, you know, in your case, the washer. There's things that I just can't chase or get at. And now I have touched it for the customer, and the customer expects me to make it right. And sometimes you just can't because of the way it was manufactured, or, you know, some flaws in the manufacturing. So it's better for me sometimes to just say no, than to actually try to investigate and go forward.
It's almost like, you know, they want to get rid of you as far as appliance manufacturers, as far as you being able to touch their machines, because they've become so electronic, they're not mechanical anymore.
Well, one of the things that's happened very recently, and you've kind of experienced, is when you call, if you call, you know, one of the manufacturers right away, they're trying to sell you a warranty package of some sort. You know, they're upselling instead of taking care of the problem.
Exactly. So when we make a list of the biggest problems that you do see on a regular basis, would the top of the list be ice maker problems?
Ice makers are definitely up there. My number one repair, believe it or not, is dryers.
Okay.
Overall. And that's generally because of lack of maintenance.
That's lack of maintenance, you know, cleaning it out.
Cleaning out the vents and so forth, cleaning it out.
Is it not necessarily that they're broken, but they're not been cleaned out?
Correct. In a dryer situation, it's usually because of operator error, not taking care of it, maintenance.
Sure.
Where something like an ice maker is more of a manufacturer kind of defect,
mm-hmm,
generally.
Mm-hmm.
They're two different situations. But
mm-hmm. If you had your choice, would you say ice makers should not be in refrigerators?
Yes, I would say they should be in the freezer section at the very minimum.
Mm-hmm.
When you have it up high in a French door or fridge, you know, they're putting a little freezer in the refrigerator section, and the two just don't migrate together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of the problems. That's why you get a lot of freezing up. You get a lot of chunky ice. You get balls of ice.
Yes.
Because of the warm air and cold air, you know, yes, migrating together. So
on that point, do you have advice that you would give to homeowners about appliance placement? Because I've generally been told, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, that you shouldn't put a refrigerator next to an oven.
That's been the general rule of thumb. I don't see a lot of problems, truthfully, because of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're remodeling or you're building, then yes, I would definitely try to stay away from that. But when you have an existing home where that's there, it's not as big of a problem as you would think.
Okay. So when we talk about washers and dryers, you have a preference for top loaders over front loaders.
I do. And most of my customers are going back that way. Because you know, when front loaders came out, we didn't have the benefit of all the years of knowing what the problems would be. Right now we do know that, you know, you get a lot of mold, you get smell, you get, you don't get as good of a wash cause they don't use as much water.
Mm.
You know, your clothes are not in the water where they are in a top loader. With a front loader, the water splashes around the clothes. So it's a little different style wash. They have a lot of bearing issues. They have a lot of more major issues with the front loaders than I see with top loaders.
Interesting.
Pump issues,
mm-hmm,
you know. So,
and those problems don't exist with top loaders.
They can, but not to the degree. And I just find, I would say probably, honestly, 75-80% of my customers that have had front loaders go back to top loaders if they can. Sometimes their laundry room doesn't allow, or cabinetry or something.
Yeah, I get it.
You know.
But on that point, let's just jump right into it. Give us your favorite washer and dryer brand.
Maytag. I'm a Maytag guy. Now, there are other brands out there, such as Speed Queen, you know, some higher end ones, because they're a little more old school still. But they do have a cost with them,
mm-hmm,
you know. So I find a Maytag, which is made by Whirlpool, to be cost effective yet durable. The days of the 30-year washer and dryer are no
done,
more.
Right?
You know, we're getting maybe 15 or so.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well, you know that mine are Maytag.
Yeah,
<so.
laughs> I know. But, you know, they all have issues, no question.
Who makes Speed Queen?
Speed Queen is a company called Alliance. They're actually a you know, they come from the laundromat world, and Speed Queen would be their homeowner brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're with Mike Mastrangelo today on Hammer Time Radio. We're talking about appliances, and we're going to get into some other brands and some other issues that Mike commonly sees. And we're going to be talking about the whole issue of longevity of appliances. This is a special edition of Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN.
This program has been pre-recorded.
You know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have the official banker of Cortese Construction, Christina Schwendler, from the East Hammers branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. We both know that many of your listeners are thinking about sprucing up their homes right now. If you're thinking about adding on to your house, remodeling your kitchen, fixing a leaky roof, or any other home improvement project you can dream up, Lakeshore Savings Bank can help you finance it with a home equity line of credit. Are you looking to consolidate debt? Are you anticipating upcoming college expenses? A home equity line of credit offers a lower interest rate than most credit cards or personal loans. Plus, it offers you the flexibility to borrow what you need when you need it. We're open today until noon. Give us a call at 716-688-6114, and we can walk you through everything. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Trade and Save pricing uses all available manufacturer rebates and dealer discounts. Must trade 2015 or newer vehicle. See dealer for details.
Just what we're looking for. Basil, just what you're looking for.
Summer is here, and now is the time to buy at Joe Basil Chevrolet in Lancaster and Basil Chevrolet in Fredonia. Now until August 31st. True sign and drive leases on 110 new Chevy Silverados starting at $489 a month with no security deposit needed. Right now at Joe Basil Chevrolet and Basil Fredonia. Or trade and save up to $13,000. 110 Chevy Silverados available now. Joe Basil Chevrolet, 5111 Transit Road in Lancaster, and Basil Fredonia, 212 East Main Street, Fredonia. Chevrolet, together let's drive. Shop online at JoeBasilChevrolet.com or BasilFredonia.com.
Just what we're looking for. Basil, just great deals.
36 months, 10,000 miles per year. Prior sales excluded. Lessee responsible for routine maintenance and excess wear and tear.
Hey, are you looking for easy, affordable exterior upgrade? Well, check out Tando Stack Stone and Beach House Shake siding from Lenco. Yep. Get all the pieces you need, channels, corners, panels, in stock at Lenco right now. Tando's composite materials are durable with long-lasting colors, and they're easy to install whether you're a professional or a do-it-yourselfer. Choose from three popular colors for stack stone or two for beach house shake. They complement any style for your residential or commercial exterior. Tando's composite siding is the affordable option for an exterior update. Those in the know, go Lenco. Visit one of the three area locations or shop online at Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
New York State is home to the Maguire Automotive Group. We're so proud to be serving our local communities for almost 50 years. We've grown and now bring you 18 new car brands across 18 different locations. You've heard about our upfront lowest price guarantee and our excellent reputation for outstanding service. Maguire would also like to introduce you to our exclusive Maguire Family Assurance Program. When you buy a new or pre-owned vehicle from us, and within the first year of ownership, you experience an unfortunate life event, just bring the car back. Whether it's unexpected unemployment, physical disability, loss of driver's license, or similar situation, Maguire will buy your vehicle back. If life throws you a curve, we're here to help. That's how we do business. Let Maguire show you how easy and stress-free purchasing a new or pre-owned vehicle can be. Shop us today in Ithaca, Trumansburg, Watkins Glen, Syracuse, Baldwinsville, Canandaigua, and Grand Island. Maguire, right by you. Or quick as a click at MaguireCars.com. See dealer for details.
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready. We're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
I left
Tony Bennett, the official musical celebration, a stunning multimedia event celebrating the iconic like Tony Bennett's music and life. Journey through Tony Bennett's hits and never seen footage, including I Left My Heart in San Francisco, Stepping Out, I Get a Kick Out of You, and more. Featuring a live big band orchestra and world-class vocalist in the only official Tony Bennett tribute. Saturday and Sunday, October 19th and 20th, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino. On sale at Ticketmaster.
If you worked at an industrial plant or factory, you may have been exposed to asbestos. Asbestos exposure is the primary cause of mesothelioma. Asbestos companies knew how dangerous asbestos was, yet they failed to warn you. As a result, workers were exposed to asbestos without knowing it could harm them and their families. Even brief exposure to asbestos during a summer job can lead to mesothelioma. Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford have spent decades investigating industrial sites such as Bethlehem Steel, Durez, Ashland Oil, and Holker Chemical. We've represented thousands of Western New Yorkers. We can help you, too. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer, call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford at 716-600-MESO for a free consultation. That's 716-600-6376 or visit us at lipsitzpontario.com. Your journey to justice begins when you call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford. 424 Main Street, Buffalo, New York. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
It's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising. Or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be, what do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Yep, Don is a master plumber, and he has been for his whole career. His customer retention rate is a whopping 98%, and that certainly tells you everything you need to know. So, take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net. Don at Plumbing Help Now. Tell them that Dominic sent you.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the flow. And here we are back on Hammer Time Radio. Special show for you today as we speak with Mike Mastrangelo from Master Appliance Repair about all issues related to appliances. And we talked about washers and dryers, refrigerators, dishwashers. Let's add them to the list. There's some brands that are pretty dependable, and there's others that are not.
This is true. You know, generally speaking, I'm a Whirlpool guy, like I said, but in the dishwasher world, there's no question that the Bosch brand stands out.
It's also more expensive.
More expensive, for sure, but they are quieter. They do tend to last longer. The downside is not a lot of companies work on them. Parts are a little more difficult to get when they do break down. So there is that balance there.
On that point, should you not, when you buy buy an appliance, ask that question, who supports it? Because I found initially when the appliance store that we bought a dishwasher from did not support the warranty, that we had to go outside for that, and it became challenging finding a repair person.
This is true, and a lot of companies that they're not even based in Buffalo that will warranty. Some of them come out of Rochester.
So what are you to do then?
Well, you got to ask those questions, mm-hmm. You know, and that's important, and that's another whole topic, because you even when you go to buy the actual appliance, you need to ask who manufactures it,
right?
Because you don't know, like, for instance, the Kenmore name got sold by Sears. LG makes a Kenmore, Whirlpool makes a Kenmore.
Oh really?
Yeah, they just kind of sold off the name. So
oh my.
You don't
know that,
so you got to ask who's manufacturing.
So on that point, let's talk about manufacturers. How many are there? You mentioned Alliance and you mentioned Whirlpool.
There's about five or six now that have consolidated. You've got Whirlpool, you've got LG, you've got Samsung, you've got Frigidaire, and you got GE. You got Alliance, but again, they're more in the laundromat world. They don't really have a whole line. They just do some speed, you know, the Speed Queen washers and dryers. So really, those companies are the major players. But yet, it's kind of like General Motors. They branch off. You know, you got Buick, you got Cadillac, you got all these different names.
So they're generally consolidated manufacturing, exactly. Different nameplates. Exactly. Basically, you're buying the same appliance,
exactly.
But it's got all different bells and whistles.
And you're paying different prices for the same appliance just by the name.
Yeah, that's really overwhelming for a homeowner to deal with.
So what I do is I tell my customers, if I go to a home and for some reason the appliance is not repairable, I tell them, when you go to the store, send me a picture, because I can tell you right away who's making it and if it's something you want.
Do you believe that a homeowner should go to Consumer Reports to read the ratings of these appliances?
Sure, but some of that is not 100% correct. Mm. Based on what I see in the real world, you know. So I would say it's best. It's really, when they come to me or somebody that repairs them, I don't care. I'm not from the sales side. I see it from the service side. So I have a different perspective.
Would it be safe to say that the appliance manufacturer wants you to go away and they're not to be the option for repair?
There is some of that going on. They're really trying to, rein that in, mm-hmm. And control a lot of that. But it's, you know, luckily, especially in like our market, for example, in the Buffalo area, people tend to be loyal, and they tend to want to work with local and small, and you know how that is.
Yep.
So,
yep. When we look at new ideas in appliances, how about those all-in-one washers and dryers? What do you think of those?
I'm not a fan yet. The jury's still out on them. There are a lot of inherent issues that I'm hearing already
How do they work? Explain how they work.
Well, it's you have your washer built in with a dryer, and what I'm hearing is that you run your wash cycle, then it automatically go to the dry cycle.
In the same drum.
In the same drum, all in one. And what happens with what I'm hearing is, particularly on the dryer end of it, there's not a lot of room for venting and a lot of room for lint removal, so you get clogged up pretty quickly and pretty easily.
Would you recommend, when a homeowner's looking at an appliance purchase, that they buy an extended warranty based on what we've talked about?
The statistics say, even though all the problems and all the things going on, that you should not, unless it's a refrigerator.
Interesting.
Because the manufacturers go out of their way to not cover you.
Wow.
They wanna find a reason to blame you as the owner, as opposed to the product itself.
Would you also then say that planned obsolescence is a real thing, or is it just the dumbing down of the quality of the manufacturing?
I think it's a little of both, to be honest with you. I think it's dumbing down for the planned obsolescence.
Yeah.
For instance, we said dishwashers. A lot of the dishwashers right now, and microwaves, I'll throw in as well. I don't even bother, just because they throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to start over.
Well, it is coming up to the bottom of the hour, which means it's time for the top of the news. And Zach Penkew is standing by with the latest from the WBN newsroom. Here's Zach.
It's 10:30, 70 a.m., mostly sunny. Good morning, I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930, WBEN. Taking a quick look at the roads, we have both the north and southbound lanes on Abbott Road between Route 20 and 20A closed, which is causing a buildup on Southwestern Boulevard and Big Tree Road. The Buffalo Bills versus Chicago Bears preseason game kicks off at Highmark Stadium today. The Bills' starting team, including Josh Allen, is expected to play for at least one quarter. Gates open in half an hour, and kickoff is at 1 p.m. Today's day four of the 184th Erie County Fair. Fairgoers will be able to vote for their favorite fair food and attend the Thrill Arena, an event where daredevil motorcycle riders defy gravity on a vertical wall and perform other tricks. Around 7:30, there will also be the I Love the 90s tour featuring Rob Bass, Vanilla Ice, and Young MC. And the WBEN Just Call Jed First Alert forecast for today: partly sunny, windy, and less humid, high 73. Tonight's going to be mostly cloudy and a low 60. Tomorrow, times of cloud and suns with a shower in places, windy, high 71. And looking at Monday, variably cloudy and breezy with a few showers around, high 74. Right now, mostly sunny, 70. I'm Zach Penke, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, it's Peter from Indoor Air Professionals. And, you know, when it's hot and sticky like the summer weather we've been having, your air conditioning will feel great, right? Well, not always. Many people actually get sick, headaches, or allergy symptoms with air conditioning. Does air conditioning make you sick? Well, here's why. You're most likely breathing the same dust, dead skin cells, decaying animal remains, dust mite, feces, ooh. And who knows what else that is circulating in the air through your home's duct system. Maybe this is what's making you feel lousy. Some people think it's the cool air itself. However, it's all that detritus I just mentioned that's now being showered with all the moisture from the cooling coils. And that's the perfect formula to make mold or biofilm, as it's known in the industry. And don't forget, we the people shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. So I just wanted to remind you that Indoor Air Professionals' duct cleaning system is not only the most thorough in the world, but it's specified by engineers for use in hospitals. That's why we've said for years that Indoor Air Professionals gets more dirt per dollar than any other duct cleaning system out there. In addition to the most thorough duct cleaning process, Indoor Air has amazing medical-grade air purifiers by Healthway that are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. There's a 1,200-square-foot portable and one that covers your whole house by installing it on the furnace. How about all the rain we've had? State of emergency in some places in New York. So are you tired of the moldy smell in your basement and tired of replacing your standard dehumidifier every 3 to 5 years? Well, listen, call us for a dehumidifier, a high capacity by April air that's 5 times the drying capacity and a third less energy. It'll last you 10 to 15 years with a full bumper-to-bumper warranty. So here we go. The special deals, the Hammer Time specials for today. First of all, on the duct cleaning, it's $175 off, but you got to call me today. We've got $350 off the medical grade air purifier by Healthway, and $300 off the April Air high capacity dehumidifier. So call me, Peter, at 683-3000, extension 303. That's 683-3000, extension 303. I'll be here all day.
Breathe easier with Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hi, I'm Bob Gugino from Bison Automotive, your auto care expert. The summer driving season is here, and it's time to prepare your vehicle for those hot, humid days. Things like your cooling and air conditioning systems and that forgotten cabin air filter in your dashboard are critical to keep you cool and comfortable this summer season. We also offer full automotive detail services to make your ride look shiny and new. So stop by, give us a call, or go to bisonautomotive.com to make an appointment. That's Bison Automotive, your auto care experts. Hi, I'm Bob Gugino from Bison Automotive, your auto care expert. Before you take any more summer road trips, one of the most important things you can do is check your tire pressure. Underinflated tires can wear rapidly, overheat, and possibly blow out. So don't ignore that tire light on your dashboard, and have our ASC technicians inspect your tires and tire pressure system to ensure safe, reliable driving on the road. So stop by Kenmore and Dollar Avenue, give us a call, or go to bisonautomotive.com to make an appointment. That's Bison Automotive, your auto care experts.
Are you worried about a recession? Is inflation eating away at your earnings and savings? In times like this, saving money should be your top priority.
Hi, I'm Mike Sparazza. Luckily, our team at the Financial Guys Home and Auto is here to help. We shop over 25 companies to get you the right coverage at the best rate. It might feel like everything is getting more expensive these days, but your insurance doesn't have to. Call us today at 855-TFG-AUTO for a complimentary review. That's 855-834-2886.
Hey, it's Dominic here, and when it comes to big jobs like fixing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that's known for its excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right, call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg. Football fans, listen up. Are you ready to turn your love for the game into free furniture? We have the ultimate touchdown deal just for you. Buy furniture from Town & Country Furniture during the football season, and if Buffalo wins the big game, your furniture's on the house. That's right. Whatever you buy at Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg is free when Buffalo wins the big game in February. Picture yourself lounging in luxury, hosting game day parties in style, all while celebrating Buffalo's triumph, and it might not cost you a dime. Don't wait until the clock runs out. This offer is only valid for a limited time. So visit Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg today and get ready to score big with free furniture when Buffalo wins the big game. Town & Country Furniture, where every win could mean free furniture.
Family. It's the foundation of a successful America. Leon Kamm's family legacy continues today as a local fourth-generation monument company. Working his way through the Great Depression, he eventually opened shop on Delavan Avenue.
We're very proud to say that we're still there, still doing the same things we've always done, maybe in a much more modern sense, technically.
The former one-room studio is now part of the Kamm Design Studio and Indoor Showroom, the largest in Western New York. But the fundamental principles of creating a proper memorial have never changed.
All the work is done right in our own workshop, right on the premises. We have our own carvers, we have our own sculptor, we have our own designers. Everything is done under one roof.
Honor your family member or legacy with the Kamm Monument, crafted by a Kamm artisan and carver. Visit Leon Kamm, KOMM.com. Leon Kamm & Son Monument Company. Distinguish, preserve, honor.
Hey friends, I've got a great special for you. As we wind down the summer season, Gorilla Floor is offering you 15% off. That's right, 15% off your Gorilla Floor, your Gorilla Cabinetry or Organizational System. What a great discount. And also remember that it's only a Gorilla Floor that will give you a protection against moisture. They don't do the one-day install because they don't use polyurea. Polyurea allows for that one-day installation. The whole idea here is to allow the curing to be able to get that saturation and penetration into the concrete so they can give you a 15-year warranty. Whether it's a epoxy floor from Gorilla, a new garage door from Gorilla, or garage storage equipment, all available from Gorilla Garage Gear. And right now, 15% off. Call them now. 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow. It is
special edition of Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with my special guest, Mike Mastrangelo from Master Appliance Repair. And we're talking everything about appliances. We've spent a lot of time talking about the whole idea of planned obsolescence and issues of repair. Let's talk about the proper use of washers and dryers, starting with the proper detergent that you should purchase.
So in today's world, you have to buy the HE detergents because
which
of the
means what?
They're low suds. They're low. They create low suds because of the water conservation that the government has regulated in these machines.
Okay.
So therefore, if you were to use an old style detergent in them, literally you'd have so many suds that it'd blow the door open.
Wow.
I mean, that's how much it's changed. Now, the downside is, how do they keep these suds down in these detergents? They put chemicals in it. These chemicals, over a period of years, particularly with the front loaders, eat away at the drum and the bearings and all the components. So that's why you see a lot of bearing issues. You see a lot of grinding. You see a lot of breakdowns of, they call it a spider bearing in the back of the front of the loader.
Is it a false reality that liquid detergent is better than powdered?
Yes, I would say you can use either one. The problem is people use too much of both.
Okay.
That's the problem. You don't need, you literally can follow the bottle. Most people don't, or the packaging. You need very little detergent. There is no benefit. It actually is harmful to use more.
Interesting.
You're wasting money. You're actually hurting your machine as far as wear and tear. And you're not getting your clothes any cleaner. Mm-hmm. So, I've had this argument with my own wife. You know, I said, you're using too much detergent. And we've had it back off. So, now, that's why I do like the pods. Because they're pre-made
and pre-measured.
Yeah. So that is a benefit to those for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When we talk about dryers, what's your opinion of dryer sheets?
I don't like the use of dryer sheets whatsoever. They have a wax on them that builds up in the dryer drum, and it affects the sensors in there that control how long the dryer will dry based on wet clothes and so forth. You should be using fabric softener in the wash. Is the best way. A lot of people use the balls now. I'm not a huge proponent of those, but I'm not really against them either. They're okay. I would rather see fabric softener in the wash.
Well, we spent a lot of time in the laundry room here speaking about washers and dryers. Let's, before we move on, real quick, let's talk about second floor laundry issues. Biggest one, I think, would be venting the dryer.
Absolutely, venting the dryer. I see it a lot. Whenever I get a call, usually I get the call, the dryer's not drying, clothes are taking forever, so forth. And I get there, and first thing I look is, where's this vent going? And they can snake throughout the attic, throughout. I see them go, you know, along the walls of bedrooms that have been drywalled in, and then they go up and out, sidewall, roof.
Usually you'll see the second floor laundry in the middle of the second floor too.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're generally not against an outside wall, which is, you know, what we would want.
So without question, they're going up and they're going into the attic, and then the
creates moisture.
Depending on the distance of where that laundry room is to the closest outer wall, you could be talking, you know, 20, 30 feet of run.
I've seen it. And like I said, it'll create moisture up in your attic.
Right.
It'll leak into your dryer. People call me, hey, my ceiling's leaking in the second floor. And I'm like, well, your dryer vent's giving off condensation.
Moisture, right.
Yeah, so.
And if it's a gas dryer, boy, that's a real hazard.
It really is.
And by the way, just so we're clear about that, gas dryers produce carbon monoxide.
Exactly.
And if the dryer vent line is plugged, there could be the hazard of carbon monoxide contamination in your home.
Exactly. So, we've talked before in previous shows that there's really no code for this.
Right.
They can kind of go wherever they want to go with the builder with it. So it's a problem.
So I think you can find a way, you know, to put a laundry on the second floor. I mean, we do it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of paying attention to how important it is to consider the dryer vent line.
I think what happens is people are, if they're building or remodeling, they're excited to get it up on the second floor and just have it up there, that some of this stuff just doesn't get thought about.
You know, it's
like what's convenient to where to put it.
Right. The location might be one thing, but then the venting is obviously another.
Right.
Switching gears real quick with something that's come to mind that I've been put on the list of what I wanted to talk to you about, and that is a lot of ovens have self-cleaning features.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, I mean, you're superheating that oven. Is that a safe thing to do?
I am not a fan of self-clean whatsoever. It's probably one of my, you know, with dryer venting is a big issue of mine, and self-clean would probably be another. 1200 degrees.
Yeah.
Some of these get up to. And yeah, there, you know, it doesn't matter if you have a freestanding, you know, built into next to a couple cabinets or a wall oven built into cabinetry, that's hot. And, I've seen it get so hot that the control boards go bad.
Yeah.
The door won't unlock. You know, you have to break the door lock. Wiring within the oven cavity gets affected. It can give off some carbon monoxide. Overall, just bad news compared to what it accomplishes.
So on that point, why do they put this option into these ovens?
You know, it's what people think they want. Luckily, I find most people use it once and then they see some of the issues, mostly the smell and what it gives off.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, and they generally don't use it again for the most part. When I get to a home and, you know, anytime I repair an oven, we always kind of get on that conversation, and I try to, you know, tell them it's I don't recommend it.
When you're repairing ovens, would you prefer electric or gas?
To repair, I repair way more gas ovens than electric. It's not even close. I like a gas oven overall. To repair, to use for cook, I think they cook better. You know, they heat up better. They heat up faster. I think they last longer. So overall,
electric ovens, but cooktops.
You know, in our area, it's not even close. Everything is gas.
Yeah.
You know, so I see a ton of them.
Yeah.
You know, and the gas is generally less expensive and easier to repair
and probably more dependable at the end of the day.
A lot more dependable. Yeah, especially with the way our power grid is, and
right.
You know, and all of that. You know,
because we get the question all the time here: is should I run out and buy an extra, you know, gas stove so I have it when the gas ban takes effect? And I've, you know, obviously there's no real concern to do that because the gas ban, even though it's in play, is not going to be as threatening, you know, as they had initially intended it to be.
Right.
Initially, they were going to have existing homes be affected by this.
Right.
Correct. And now it's starting in a year or so with just new construction.
Correct.
So that's the good news. You'll still be able to buy replacements both for, you know, gas stoves and for furnaces.
Correct.
So that's the good news on that.
Yeah. I would tell anybody, if you have gas, stick with gas as long as you can.
Yeah.
As long as you can.
I think you'll find that most professional chefs, professional cooks, prefer to cook with gas as well.
Absolutely. I get into some, I don't do a lot of commercial. I'll do some higher end, like Wolf ovens or Sub-Zero, some of the other brands, and without a doubt. And they make a difference. I mean, they're you can tell a professional.
So that brings up another whole point about, you know, when you buy, of course, every appliance is expensive today, but when you buy at that level, you know, that commercial stove level, are you really buying, because the price jumps up dramatically, are you really buying more, or are you buying the name?
Well, you're buying a lot of the name, especially in the last several years. You know, they've had their issues too with quality and things like that. So and then on the repair end, of course, the repair costs a lot more, right? You know, an igniter for a Whirlpool oven is nowhere near the cost of an igniter for a Viking, you know. So and then the labor and as well. So they do cook better. You know, the commercial appliances work better, and they cook better, and they have their features. But
when you say that though, what do they do better? Like, what is it?
They're more, well, particularly with ovens, they're more precise as far as temperature.
I see.
You don't have the swings you have with some of the homeowner brands.
I see.
They're a lot more precise. They're a lot more instantaneous on off. A lot more BTUs on some of the burners, things like that. You know, when it comes to like refrigeration and some of the other, there's not much difference. you know, there is a lot of it is due to name.
So you will do that level of repair?
It depends on what it is. It just depends on what it is. Mm-hmm. You know?
What's something that you don't go near? Like, for example, I bet you say a microwave, right?
I do not do microwaves anymore because they've become throwaway.
Isn't that something?
Dishwashers are getting there. There are particular brands of refrigeration I do not touch just because I don't want to.
Okay, we've got a little bit more time to spend with Mike Mastrangelo from Master Appliance Repair. We'll be back with more right after this. Corti's, your man for home improvement. Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, yep, they have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. Or stop in and see them at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
The doctor's office that accidentally mixed up your files has your social security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info. And the hotel that lost your reservation has your passport number. You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that can expose you to identity thieves. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
My attorneys at the Barnes firm settled my job accident case for 65 times more than insurance said they'd pay. Glad I called.
After a car rear-ended me, my attorneys at the Barnes firm got me $800,000.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call the Barnes firm now. You might be surprised.
I called. My case was worth $600,000.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Keep your yard mosquito-free this summer. Give my friends at Mosquito Hunters of Buffalo a buzz. Mosquito Hunters is the exclusive installer of the Thermacell Live Smart Repellent System, a smart repellent mosquito control system. There's no spraying and no scent, and it's safe for families with pets and kids, plus controllable from your phone. The Thermacell Live Smart Repellent System is the perfect treatment for smaller yards, patios, or pool areas. Call 716-407-3230 or visit MosquitoHunters.com.
Mosquito Hunters.
Gold prices have been at record highs, and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off 33. Remember, Tag, you're it.
Summer is here, which means pool days, beach trips, and yeah, you guessed it, traffic jams. Oh yeah, and heat waves. Don't let summer catch you by surprise. Get the local news you need, no matter what you're up to, with the free Odyssey app. And never miss a beat with alerts on breaking stories sent directly to your phone. Listen today on the free Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
Hey, it's that time of the year when the temperature changes, and it's time for you to call TRS for a $99 health and safety checkup for your existing AC. That's right. And if it's time for a replacement, TRS can offer you a high-efficiency Rheem central air conditioner with many financing options. Great news, folks. TRS now has an electrical division and can help you from a small light fixture to a whole house generator. Speaking of which, they will also do a whole house generator oil change and tune-up for you for $125. These are the Hammer Time discounts, and only you can benefit from the $125 whole house generator tune-up and oil change. They take care of your generator, and they mark the calendar to come back in a year, so you don't have to worry about remembering to do that. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence, online at trsheatingandairconditioning.com.
Hammer time.
Well, we've enjoyed our hour with Mike Mastrangelo from Master Appliance Repair. And if you'd like to reach Mike, his phone number is 716-491-5691. And you service the entire area?
Generally, I service Western New York. It just depends on where you are. You can call me or you can go to my website, which is MasterAppliancerepairWNY.com. You'll find a lot of tips there, a lot of videos. You can book a service call there and reach me direct.
So I guess we've scared people away from high-tech, electronic, you know, fancy appliances. What's the positive side of all of these bells and whistles?
Well, particularly some of the newer appliances, they are internet based, so you can get an app, you can set things to go on and off when you're not home if you wanted to. They'll tell you if there's a problem. They'll give you codes that can help diagnose to pinpoint things. So there are some positives, you know. Some of the appliances, particularly washer and dryers, they actually will run a little faster. Some of the settings, you can kind of hone in on what you're actually washing or drying. And so they add some features. You know,
I just think that there's just more to break.
Well, it's definitely true. Yeah. It's definitely true. In the end, I find that most people just hit the normal button anyway, you know, they don't use a lot of those features.
One of the fancy features that I want to get into before the show ends is the computer-driven refrigerators that have an inventory system.
Yeah.
Well, I think, doing your shopping and keeping in mind what we talked about today with, you know, buying simple, if you can get by with simple, it's probably going to give you more longevity, right?
Absolutely. You're going to get much more value for your money.
Okay. And again, if you get stuck and you need help with your appliances, give Mike a call. He's got our endorsement as being a reputable and reliable appliance repair man. Again, it's Mike Master Appliance Repair, 716-491-5691. Mike, thanks for spending the hour with us.
Thank you for having me again.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday at 10 o'clock, same time, same place where we've been since 1989. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.